Kamikaze from the Simple English Wikipedia. Kamikaze is a word of Japanese origin. It comes from the name the Japanese gave to a typhoon that destroyed the Mongol fleet in the 13th century and saved the country from invasion. In Western culture, the word kamikaze is used to mean the suicide pilots of the Empire of Japan and their attacks on the ships of the Allied powers in the final years of World War II. It has also come to mean other kinds of suicide attack. Most people in Western culture believe the word kamikaze was a name used by the Japanese military for pilots, but that isn't true. Their correct name was Tokubetsu Kogeki Tai, which literally means special attack unit. This is usually said Tokotai in a shortened form. The suicide attacks made by Navy pilots were called Shinpu Tokubetsu Kogeki Tai, defined when special attack units. The American translators used a different style of pronunciation of the Japanese language by mistake and read the word Shinpu, divine wind, as kamikaze. The name became popular throughout the world, and after the war, the Japanese also started using it. History. After the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, the Japanese Navy and Air Force were defeated in several important battles, like Midway and Philippine Sea. They lost many ships, including nearly all the Japanese aircraft carriers, hundreds of fighter aircraft, and many of their best pilots. The Japanese industry had little resources and was very poor compared to the American industry. For this reason, the United States replaced their lost ships and planes with better ones very quickly. But Japan could only make a few, and of poor quality. During 1943-1944, the Allied forces were moving towards Japan. At the Battle of the Philippine Sea on June 20th, 1944, the Japanese forces were pushed back to the Philippines. On July 15, Saipan, in the Northern Mariana Islands, was captured by Allied forces. The capture of Saipan made it possible for the US Air Force to attack Japan itself using B-29 Super Fortress bombers. After the fall of Saipan, the Japanese commanders knew that the Allies would try to capture the Philippines next. The Philippines were very important because they were located between the oil fields of Southeast Asia and Japan. If Japan lost control over the Philippines, they would have little fuel left for their ships. On October 17th, the Allies started the attack on the Philippines in the Battle of Leyte Gulf. Vice Admiral Takejiro Onishi was in charge of the Japanese Air Force in Manila. He understood that it was impossible to win the battle with so few aircrafts and trained pilots. For this reason, he decided to form a suicide attack force, the Special Attack Unit. A group of 24 student pilots volunteered for the mission. The Special Attack Force was organized into four groups: Unit Shikishima, Unit Yamato, Unit Asahi, and Unit Yamazakura. These names were taken from a patriotic poem, Waka or Tanka, written by the Japanese classical poet Motoori Norinaga. Shikishima no Yamato Kokoro wo hito towaba Asahi ni niu Yamazakura bana. The poem reads, "If someone asks about the Yamato spirit, spirit of old true Japan, of Shikishima, a poetic name for Japan, it is the flowers of Yamazakura, mountain cherry blossom, that are fragrant in the Asahi, rising sun." A less literal translation could be read as, "If someone asks about the spirit of Japan, it is the flowers of mountain cherry blossoms that are fragrant in the rising sun." The Japanese were defeated at the Battle of Leyte Gulf, but the Special Attack Force had great success. The first kamikaze attack took place on October 21, 1944, against the flagship of the Royal Australian Navy, the HMAS Australia. 30 sailors died in the attack, including its captain, Emil Descheneaux, and many more were wounded. By October 26, 1947, more Allied ships had been attacked. Most of them were badly damaged or sunk, like the United States aircraft carrier USS St. Lô. This early success convinced the Japanese commanders to continue the kamikaze attacks. Many more pilots were recruited to act as kamikaze. Over the next few months, more than 2,000 planes made such attacks. When the Japanese stock of aeroplanes began to run low, new models of low quality were built for these missions. Some of them, like Nakajima Ki-115 Tsurugi, were made mostly of wood and used stocks of older engines. The plane's landing gear were usually dropped by the pilot after takeoff so it could be used by other aircraft, because he would not be landing again. Similar suicide attack programs were planned, including rocket bombs with pilots called Oka and submarine torpedoes, Kaiten. The high point of the kamikaze attacks came from April 6 to May 25, 1945, during the Battle of Okinawa in Operation Kikusui, floating chrysanthemums. In that time, 7 important waves of attacks took place with more than 1,500 kamikaze planes. Because their training had been too short and their airplanes were poorly made, kamikaze pilots were easy targets for the experienced Allied pilots, who also had much better planes. But still, the kamikaze who escaped the anti-aircraft fire and the enemy fighter planes did great damage to the Allied fleet. The Allies won the battle, but they lost many ships and men because of kamikaze attacks. By the end of the battle, at least 21 American ships had been sunk by kamikazes. Some ships from other Allied navies were also sunk, and dozens more were damaged. Hundreds of extra kamikaze planes were ready to defend Japan from the final invasion. However, with Japan's surrender on August 15th after the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the declaration of war by the Soviet Union, they were never used. Effects. The most important effect of the attacks was creating fear among the Allied troops. When the American ships went to the last battles, the crews were very afraid of the kamikaze pilots. By the end of World War II, the Japanese Navy had sacrificed 2,525 kamikaze pilots, and the Air Force had lost 1,387. The Japanese government said the mission sank 81 ships and damaged 195. They also claimed that the kamikaze attacks were the cause of 80% of Allied deaths in the last years of the war. The American sources claimed that the kamikaze sunk less ships than the Japanese say, but still they agreed that they did very important damage. According to a US Air Force source, the kamikaze attackers sunk 34 Navy ships, damaged 368 others, killed 4,900 sailors, and wounded over 4,800. In a 2004 book, World War II, the historians Wilmot, Cross and Messenger said that more than 70 US ships were sunk or damaged beyond repair by kamikazes. Kamikaze beliefs. Many kamikaze pilots offered themselves as volunteers for the mission. They were usually very young, between 18 and 24 years old. Their belief was that dying when striking the enemies of Japan and the Emperor down was a very honorable death. The principle was traditional since the days of the samurai, and gave great importance to the sense of duty and obedience. This idea was called giri, right reason, and was part of the code of conduct of the Japanese warriors since the Middle Ages, the Bushido. Many young men sacrificed themselves by their free will because these beliefs and their love for the homeland were the most important things for them. Many of them were so excited to go to combat that they became very sad and violent if they couldn't go because of bad weather or for other reasons. The Tokotai Pilot's Manual taught pilots to never close their eyes. This was because if a pilot closed his eyes, he would miss his target. In the final moments before the crash, the pilot was to shout, "Hisatsu, sink without fail," as loud as he could. However, many others did because of social pressure. Not offering oneself as a volunteer was a sign of cowardice and dishonor. Several professional pilots who were ordered to do suicide attacks did it because of military obedience, not because of honor. One of the first kamikaze pilots, Lieutenant Yukio Seki, wrote after nearly being forced to volunteer, "Japan's future is pale if it is forced to kill one of its best pilots. I am not going on this mission for the Emperor or for the Empire. I am going because I was ordered to." A special ceremony before going to combat usually took place. Pilots drank sake and ate a bowl of rice. They were given medals and a katana sword. They put on a headband with the rising sun, a senibari, a belt of 1,000 stitches, made by 1,000 women, who made one stitch each. Many times, they took prayers written by their families with them. According to legend, young pilots on kamikaze missions many times flew southwest from Japan over the 922-meter, around 3,000 feet, Mount Kaimon. Suicide mission pilots looked over their shoulders to see this and said farewell to their country. Another legend says that kamikaze pilots drop flowers from the air as they departed on their final mission. Some places, like the hills near Kikajima Airport, are said to have beds of cornflower that bloom in early May from those days. Some important military men who survived the war criticized the kamikaze plans years after. Saburo Sakai, a wartime ace pilot, said, "A kamikaze is a surprise attack according to our ancient war tactics. Surprise attacks will be successful the first time, maybe two or three times. But what fort would continue the same attacks for 10 months? Emperor Hirohito must have realized it. He should have said stop." This recording is licensed under GFTL.